Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Realm presents a Dagaz Media production, The Cleansed, Season 3, Episode 3, Sanctuary.
Previously on The Cleansed.
Come on, Zeke! Please! These people will make things better!
I was told that once before, Amos!
Zeke!
Amos!
On board the train!
You owe me, Lucian. It's your job to get me back home.
Why me?
Because you're the only hope I've got. We're close, Lucian. Get in the rail car.
What do you think is happening?
The earth is moving.
The earthquake has awakened the mighty weapon. I told you all we needed is faith. Faith has opened the door. Faith has broken the seal. Now, the radio. Give it to me.
And now, the sanctuary.
Father, tell me what I must do. Father, please. I have been listening, Father, but I haven't heard you. I have done as you asked. We retrieve the weapon of your wrath, that is, the nuclear warhead, the fissile material intended for the Citadel. And in your grace, you activated it. It has been waiting for me. Waiting for one more code to be unlocked before we can use it. But I do not know where. I do not know when. You told me there would be a sign, Father. You told me. You did not tell me that there would be unbelievers in my ranks. Like that blasphemer, Lucian. You did not say how our people would be tested. How so many would leave me. How my faith would be tested. Father, give me a sign.
Hey, Paul.
Amos, what are you doing here?
You killed me, Paul.
I didn't kill you.
I died to save you, Paul, like you pretend you are going to do for all these people.
I can prove it to you. I can show you it's all true. I was chosen by him.
Where? Where do I go?
Sanctuary. Do you hear me? Go to Sanctuary and you'll get your answers.
No. I need them from you. Now.
Amos, don't come near me. Don't. No!
Inside a train car, some distant part of the soup.
Lucian.
Oh, hey, Queenie.
You were howling out again in your sleep, Lucian, talking about Paul.
I'm sorry. I wish I could forget all about that guy, but no, he's stuck in my head. I just keep thinking about that bomb he's got.
And Amos?
Yeah, he was there too. Of course, but this was a little different. Amos was picking on Paul.
Your dreams have anything useful in them? Like, clues on how to get us past the big-ass boulder broken so we can get out of these caves? Lucky we got pinned down next to a train car with a stock full of canned goods in it, but no offense, Lucian, I'd love to stretch my legs a little.
Sanctuary. Ring a bell?
What?
In the dream, Paul was saying, sanctuary. It reminds me of something. you know, at the tip of my tongue.
Follow the way the water comes. Go past the soup you've known. Further for 3 days or so, till the soup becomes bitter cold. In that place true dark will come, and downward will you go. There's more to it, but yeah, that's what comes to mind.
Yeah, no kidding, yeah, that's right, the song.
So you've heard of it too?
It seems like one of those little tunes Subi's passed around, the old knowledge.
Well, I don't know how old it is. Sachem told it to me.
Sachem, the crazy guy who had the second sight, who warned us to stay away from Saul and Paul right before both of them swept right down upon us.
Yep, that about sums it up.
Got it. All right, well, what do you think? Is it day or night?
What does it matter?
It matters because I think it's the beginning of a new day. I think it's the day I get my strength back. Okay, one more. Help me on this one, Queenie.
Lucian, I know physical strength is one of your finest attributes, but I don't think it's always the best solution to our problems.
What are you talking about?
You got me thinking. Maybe there's more than one way to get the boulder loose. So I spent some time rummaging around the train car, seeing if there was something maybe that didn't occur to us.
Oh, and?
Let me set this down next to that boulder. Then the two of us are gonna run like hell.
Okay.
Go!
Okay, you did it! Woo!
Team effort! You needed to clear the way to the big bastard first.
How'd you do it?
One of the train cars had a bunch of cleaning products on it. Someone told me you could make a bomb out of that stuff. I don't really know. I mixed all the stuff together and figured we'd either have a blown-up boulder or a really clean one.
Well, that would have been a nice trick to know back when I worked on the slag crew. They thought that beating that stuff apart with a hammer was the best way to go.
Honestly, Lucian, most of the reason you worked on the slag crew was they needed something to keep you busy. Busy and tired. If a bunch of strong guys like you got bored, the Republic would have had trouble.
You think? Never thought of that. Oh, man.
Didn't work out for them, though, did it? They got plenty of trouble in the end. Anyways, looks like things have cleared. Want to get underway?
To where? Sanctuary? I mean, it's one thing to think we can get there in the middle of the night. My head's all blurry, but to think really and truly sanctuary?
Have you got any better ideas, Lucian? No, that's what I thought. All the Subis are dead, and even if they're not, we have no idea how to make it back to Corinth. We saw Paul find some bomb that can blow up the world, and an earthquake was about the only thing that could stop him. I don't know about you, but now is a time to believe in legends if ever there was.
I'm just not sure I'm ready to believe something learned from a blind guy.
A blind guy with second sight?
What the hell do you think second sight is? Just another word for a man gone crazy off his rocker.
I didn't ask to be here. I didn't want to go with you to Paul's. We could have stayed in the soup, stayed hidden. But you changed all of that.
No, not true. The wolf would have found you one way or another.
Maybe, and maybe we would have gotten away if it wasn't for you. Look, I'm going to let that stay in the past, but I need you to focus on the future, Lucian. You owe me. You owe the Subis. More importantly, you owe Amos.
That's not fair.
We got to keep going. You ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. Sanctuary, here we go. Sanctuary. We were headed to sanctuary. Might as well say we were headed to heaven. Which, I guess, that's where Paul convinced us we were all headed. So how crazy were we, really? It felt good to get out of that train car, even if it was only to be inside the catacombs in a distant part of the soup. It felt good to be moving. So how are we going to get to this sanctuary place anyway?
From the rhyme. You follow the way the water comes, go past the soup you've known. Further for 3 days or so, till the soup becomes bitter cold. In that place true dark will come, and downward will you go. There's more. Yes. Left, right, down, through the dark, you'll find the key. As the walls close round, unlock the door and find your sanctuary. Sanctuary's the place beneath the mouth where mountain river flow. Open the door and you will find that you will truly know.
Okay. Whatever the hell that means.
It means we should keep walking.
I just don't understand this at all. It's been 3 days, right? It's just like it says. It just all looks the same.
Not really. We're out of the tunnels and into these big caverns.
Which are pretty much the same as the rest of the soup, except I can hear myself for miles!
Did you hear that?
Hear what? Me?
Hello! Hello!
See? There's nothing there, Queenie.
Quiet!
I think we could be next to the river or something. I mean, you know the tunnels run along it most of the way. Just rushing water.
Quiet! You hear that?
Yes, my friend. I think I hear them. Two lost souls in the dark.
I think that's...
Sachem? Sachem, is that you?
Now, why'd you do that?
What the hell is he doing out here?
Walking, same as us.
He's dead. He got left behind, back at the trains. No way Saul would have left him alive.
That would seem to be the only explanation.
He could have hit or something, I guess.
Maybe. Well, this is a lucky streak.
How do you know that? I mean, how do you know he means us good?
His second sight. It may only help him see what is true.
Does true equal good?
Only way to know is to find him and ask. Where do you think he is? He was kind of far ahead. Maybe this tunnel?
That doesn't feel right.
Over here, then?
No. This isn't it either. Oh, this one. This doesn't go anywhere.
Over there!
What? Where? Oh!
Come on, join the party. We'll have guests coming soon.
Up ahead! Oh, I can see him!
Over there!
I almost... Okay. Oh, wait a minute.
We're right back where we started.
How... Oh, wait. No, that can't be. We were just going left, and now left is right, and the big tunnel is... Oh, look at this.
What?
It's some sort of little metal thing. It has a red light on the side. Like, what do they call these things? A laser. What happens if I cross the beam?
Come on, sanctuary waits for you.
It's some sort of what exactly?
It's like Sachem's voice is stuck in this little metal box. That's something they could do in the old days.
Yeah, they sure could. Why it's here and what it means, I have no idea.
Well, what's next? This stupid box just led us in a big circle.
We can follow our trail back to the last tunnel, try and start this maze over again.
And how would we do that?
What do you mean?
The tunnel we just went down, where is it?
It was here.
Hey, what happens if I just press...
What did you do?
Hey! I hit the button. Let me try another one. Ah! Oh, wow!
These tunnels are alive.
I don't know how they did this. The tunnels rock.
Rock dug out by man. Man who had powers we can only begin to imagine.
This is weird.
What did the rhyme say? You follow the way the water comes until the part the soup you've known further for 3 days or so till the soup becomes bitter cold. In that place true dark will come and downward will you go.
3 days and we did that, right? And damn it, if it's not bitter cold.
Yeah.
So this is the true dark. Here we go.
Oh my God.
Downward, please.
It I think it means down there.
All right. Down we go.
The days might be feeling longer now that the sun is setting later, but that unfortunately does not mean that I actually have more time in the day. And that's why I love Factor's ready-to-eat meals. They make it so easy to eat stress-free this spring with their fresh, never-frozen, chef-crafted meals that are ready to eat in just 2 minutes in the microwave. And these are no ordinary microwave meals, let me tell you. They have truly delicious options. I just had this loaded bacon, chicken, and spinach meal that was so tasty. And you can even try meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, broccolini. My mouth's just watering thinking about it. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up, so it kind of does feel like you're adding some time back to your day. If you'd like to try it out for yourself, head to factormeals.com/cleansed50 and use code CLEANSED50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code CLEANSED50 at factormeals.com/cleansed50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Piura stands as a miraculous green haven. Piura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Piura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Piura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
On board quadcopter Valkyrie, approaching the depot.
Entering center. Landing in 2 minutes.
Okay, carefully. We're making an aqueous landing.
I don't like the water.
The lake is mostly frozen over. I'm putting out a walkway now that will get us into the entrance. It's all camouflage. The base looks like natural landscape features.
Okay, just let me go first.
Abraham.
I can almost see. It's morning, right? In the shadow of Black Paw Mountain.
Come down.
Abe, how do you know so much?
This was one of our last caches of goods and services. A place to go when... we expected things might go wrong.
And you left this place to get on the Citadel?
Jump.
I didn't have much of a choice. Like I said, Operation Omega. I was on the Nova Energy Project, and of course, what they really mean is weapon, because I learned that with the military, everything is always connected to making a weapon, and energy most of all.
Feels like I've been here before, like...
Come to me, Luke. Mother wants you. Mother needs you.
Like I've been...
Mark, he's falling!
Hey, Luke!
Whoa!
Careful. You don't want to go in the water.
You okay? Yeah, I got a little lightheaded for a moment.
You're so close now, Luke. Come to me. Unlock me. Let me loose on this world.
Luke, we were hoping these flashbacks would go away. You're gonna get yourself hurt.
I'll be fine. I'm fine. Just fine.
It goes like this. Abraham leads, then the girl, then the fast one, then the frail one. Do you understand? Okay, over here.
God, you can't even see the bottom. Oh.
All right, stop. Move. You've got 45 seconds.
Oh, sure.
Going.
Okay. Hey, Luke!
Keep moving!
He fell!
Move!
Damn it!
I said walk on by.
She's speaking to me. It's so loud.
Grab my hand.
You're gonna leave me.
Now, kid! You won't make this harder than it has to be.
Hey, what's wrong with your face?
What?
Your mask. It's falling off.
Maria!
Maria tears at Shadow's face mask, revealing an eyeless face riddled with fire scars, but familiar all the same.
John?
How can this be?
I'm not John.
No? How no? How?
Let us please go inside. Inside? What exactly is inside that is going to explain this?
I don't understand. John, we saw you go after the helicopter.
No.
The fact that this place still exists at all tells me that what we tried to accomplish actually worked. As if it was a good thing. As if we could predict what madness this world would unleash. Oh, yes, we accomplished just what we thought we would.
We don't understand.
Dead people come back as shadows. What's there not to understand?
Show them inside.
Funny. You choosing a blind man to lead you around.
You know what I mean.
Or what? You'll tamper with my temperament?
We're not doing that anymore.
Oh, you know just what buttons to press. Just like I do. Welcome home, Abraham.
You get around pretty good for a guy without any eyes.
They call it the second sight.
Is that some kind of spacey, mystical stuff?
No. It's a cerebral implant that bypasses the optic nerve with information gathered by nanotechnology. I can hear and see wavelengths of information impossible to the ordinary human experience. Helpful when a chemical fire burns out your eyeballs.
And what is this place?
This is a place that we imagined would save us if this ever happened. A place we can count on for energy, for power.
For destroying what was left of this miserable rock.
How can such a place exist? How could no one have known to find it? To destroy it? Like everything else.
I have guarded it. For better or worse.
They thought the best things I could offer them were the codes for a couple of nuclear warheads. Well, indeed, I did have that, but what damage they can do with a few warheads is dwarfed by the power here.
I thought that the helicopter was crazy, but this...
Hey!
Luke! I can feel you, Luke. Warm, hot, alive. Unleash my power, Luke. I wait for you, downstairs.
Are you okay, Luke?
I'm just fine, Maria.
You're white as a ghost.
It's
nothing. Lightheaded. It's just a lot to take in, you know? It's just,
Yeah, I know.
Why don't we all just sit down? I understand. There is more here than you ever imagined. I sort of hoped it had disappeared myself. I hoped that maybe it all just burned, so maybe the memories of what I did would go with it. But we are never that lucky, are we? There was a place we could sit, right? The conference room just down this hall.
There's even food still. Not very good stuff.
Oh, food. That would be nice.
No kidding.
This way.
I was starting to feel like I had two selves. Separated, I'm not sure when, experiencing alternate realities and starting to converge upon each other. This place, the depot, was something from a dream, a different world we could have lived in, were another path chosen. When I was young, in the refuge, I would read through the brittle pages of old paperback novels, names like Asimov, Heinlein, dreams of the future from an ancient people. I was enthralled in that world, but confused because we lived in the future, yet the future was hardship and hunger, with a few brief moments of celebration. Now, it was as if I had fallen into those pages, twisted through time, left our fallen world, and entered the place of might have been. And it was spectacular.
How is it that this place still has electricity?
Fusion. Same technology that powers the Citadel. More on that in a moment.
We're going to need some answers.
Where do we start?
How about him?
What kind of a man is he? Is he a ghost? A relative? We don't understand. He looks just like John Prophet. Well, if John was missing his eyes and his face was destroyed.
I suppose you could call him a brother. Or you could call him by what he calls himself, Shadow. That is sort of right, too.
Oh?
This... Oh, what a story this is to tell.
How about the beginning?
Oh, sure, the beginning. In the beginning, there was still a world. There was still hope. There was the idea that we were building something better, and that the things we were doing had a purpose. We believed that the things we did would help save the world, not help bring about its end.
16 years ago, when the world's breaking was only speculation amongst newscasters and military planners.
Abraham!
What is it?
Look alive, they're on their way down.
What? Who?
The brass! Don't you remember? This is the Big J, they're touring the facility.
Oh, big military types. Yes, I guess someone told me that.
Well, look at yourself, you're a mess! Clean up some of those dishes.
I'm just in the middle of something. I'm very close to a breakthrough.
Well, you look like you're a bum who slept here all last night.
What if I... Oh, yeah. Sure enough. Okay.
All right.
This is a mess. That's my
fault. Oh, yes. That was really something you were doing with the genetics lab. The experiments with the mitochondria are just staggering. Whoa. Now, what do we have here? It's dark.
Let me help with that.
No, please don't! Oh!
What the? Oh, sorry. Please accept my apology.
No, did you see that? The way the light arced through the air, that's incredible. What do you have going on over there?
Me? Well, nothing very important, sir.
Oh, no, I beg to differ. You have some radioactive material behind that glass.
A very small amount. We're testing a new reactor.
What does it do?
It is able to maintain a cooler temperature during the fusion process. That allows us to work with lower-grade isotopes and recycle a greater deal of the available energy. It produces less waste, naturally, and the main byproduct is water.
You're talking about cold fusion.
Well, it's not exactly that.
Oh, but it is. You're taking me around showing me genetics testing while you have someone who's unlocking the power of cold fusion? Now, do you understand the implications of this?
I guess I haven't really thought it through. I've been absorbed in my work.
Genius. You'll need to apply for a transfer right away. We need you on my flagship, the Citadel.
A ship?
See, we need to sort out this question of how we power nuclear vessels for long-term deployment as our supply chains become weakened. We have an experiment going on, you see. This vessel is being designed to operate for up to 25 years without arriving on land.
Oh, that is something.
Now, we need something that has flexibility, that can be used to power a vessel or be concentrated into a powerful laser. Our weapons team has made a tremendous amount of progress. We're calling it the Nova weapon. Like a star, right? That's my idea.
It is. That is fantastic, sir.
Right. Now, we can power these weapons using a conventional nuclear warhead, using the highly enriched uranium as a more controlled attack than a conventional nuclear strike. This, oh, can you imagine if we had this as our source of energy? That little box has more energy than all the nuclear stockpiles in the United States.
I'm not prepared to say, sir. We're still in testing. Very early testing.
Now, you do have top secret status, of course.
Of course.
Welcome. Welcome aboard,
Abraham.
Abraham. Welcome aboard, Abraham. I'm Richard.
Richard, nice to meet you.
Abraham, you're leaving?
Yes, I am.
You're about to miss some incredible work in the genetics lab. We've finally done it.
Really?
Come see. There was some doubt as to whether we could find the right subjects, but the man we have now, he's fantastic, as is his twin. Come into the observation room. They can't see or hear us.
You didn't tell me that.
It's part of the experiment. You agreed to it already.
The deal I signed said some things I did would disappear if I did some medical experiments. But this isn't medical. This is my fucking heart and soul.
John, Project Genesis is critical to us understanding the heart of the crisis you faced over there.
Bullshit. You have no clue what's going on over there. You want to make designer babies who follow your every command, who you can turn into the Messiah? That's a hell of a lot more than you told me.
What you did in Al-Mahajma, the military tribunal will not take it lightly. They are looking to make an example of someone.
You can't. This is my DNA, the heart and soul of what makes me, me. And what do you have on Arthur?
A lot more than they have on you, John.
Shit.
I'm sorry if you feel manipulated, but you have to understand the objectives behind Project Genesis. We have been looking for a set of twins who exhibit the right characteristics, a combination of physical strength, intelligence, and most importantly, leadership skills. We believe that there's an intrinsic link in the gene expression. Sure, there are some external factors that affect the development of those traits, but we believe that with your genetic material, we can make a template for future leaders.
I'm a template?
Sorry, that was a poor choice of words. We are looking for a metabolic marker that helps exhibit key pheromones that influence people's desire to believe in a given figure. A god complex.
And you need me and my brother.
Yes. Now, let me see your arm again.
You see?
I'm glad the only thing I'm hurting is the chunks of isotope pinochloride.
Don't you see, Abraham? We may have it, the leadership complex.
And the plan is what? To experiment on those two boys downstairs?
Those twins are destined for greatness, Abraham.
Oh, when scientists start talking about destiny, they've lost their way.
Present day.
So, you saw them do what exactly?
To John. They took something from John.
And from me.
And you're John's brother? His twin?
Yeah.
This is so damn confusing.
Sorry, Maria. We live in confusing times. I was not a part of what happened here, not the genetics part of it.
You witnessed it?
Yes. Many of us bore witness and said and did nothing. John, they tested the gene therapy on him and set him loose. Sent him back to the front so he could fight some more. People followed him, you know. Oh, well, of course you do. You followed him. Everybody did. That's how he got to first lieutenant by the age of 25. Prophet was a born leader.
Unlike me.
Who, the theory went, missed the external stimuli that would lead to expression of the leadership gene, even though you have the same genetic blueprint.
Which made me a much more interesting subject for analysis.
So they kept you here?
Me and those two boys. Up until the very end.
The two boys? Who are they?
I think you'll recognize the names.
15 years ago, the depot, 10 days after Operation Omega.
Hello? Hello? Is there anyone out there? Anyone? Anyone? This is cruel, even for them. I've been here for... I don't even know anymore. Hello? Anyone? Anyone? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello there.
Oh. Hey, you're Saul, one of the twins.
So are you, clearly the weaker half.
I'm sorry, for what they're doing to you.
No matter, they gave me the power I need to rule people and taught me what you do when you have power.
Don't say that, you don't know what you mean.
I most certainly do. Which brings me to why I'm here. My brother and I are leaving. I'm afraid you are not.
How did you get out?
Someone came in to check on us. He's dead now.
What's going on? I haven't seen anyone in a week.
I wouldn't worry about that. What's happened to the world is not really your business anymore.
What do you mean?
The world has changed. It has become broken. The world is for people like me and my brother. We are the future. We have been created so that we can thrive in what lays out there now. It is a new age. You, I'm afraid, well, you're a relic of the past.
Let me out of here. The three of us. We can figure out what this is all about.
I'm afraid not. Thomas?
I'm not Thomas anymore. I'm Paul.
Okay, Paul. Why don't you come here? We are going to teach this man a lesson.
I don't want to do it.
It doesn't matter what you want. This is going to be a very frustrating time, you know. The two of us don't get along so well.
Hey, what are you doing? That's the isoflurane.
Better to make you sleep, big brother. Sleep for a long, long
please,
time.
Please don't. Don't.
The gas they pushed into my lungs, it takes time and space away from you. I was floating into outer space. I was soaring with eagles. I was dragged into the depths of hell and whipped with the devil's firebrand. And I awoke. And then I was truly sure I was in hell.
Hey, that's enough!
Let go, Paul!
What did he do to us?
He gave them everything they needed to turn us into this! And so now he gets a taste of what it's like to be completely vulnerable.
Let's go!
Okay. After you, brother. Oh! Just one thing!
No, Saul! That'll...
My body was surrounded in flame. Clean, purifying, unforgiving flame.
Saul.
God helps those who help themselves.
Like sweet, sweet rain coming upon parched fields, the sprinkler system came on to save me. But not before my hand scorched.
Oh.
And you already saw my face. But I was alive. When you're alive, anything is possible. So I found myself in a world that had been stripped of possibility. I was a Frankenstein monster left in a castle surrounded by ruin. But at least I had that. Most of the world had nothing but ruin.
God, that's quite a story.
I didn't even know that part. I'm sorry.
Forget it.
That was 15 years ago. So, Saul, he was pretty young.
8.
And he had it in him to try and kill you.
I suspect he's gotten better at it.
Okay, let me see if I understand all this. You, Abraham, you were here because you were working on some crazy nuclear fusion project, and then you were snatched up by the military.
Yes.
But meanwhile, you had this shadow, if you want to call yourself that. You and John were wanted for some crazy genetic thing, so you could, make Saul and Paul better leaders?
Saul and Paul were the test subjects for what they thought they could glean from John and I. Basically, perfect charisma. Take an ordinary set of twins and supplement their DNA with the markers from proven leaders. Accelerate their cell division so the recombinant DNA would take hold more quickly. Then, train them to be the ideal soldiers and leaders and reap the investment of that stellar charismatic charm. You'd have someone who soldiers would gladly fight and die for. Someone who people would follow. Unfortunately, things fell apart before the whole control thing came into play.
So they cut John loose and left you here, and then everything went wrong?
That's about it.
And you became his shadow? How?
Because they gave him gene therapy for strength, agility, speed. They tried to see if the counterparts were true. They made me slow, weak, frail. They weakened me physically, forgetting that a weak body can cloak a powerful mind.
And you've lived here all that time?
I get out some. Take some trips to Corinth. You know, the soup. Keep myself amused.
What for?
Like John, I like to keep myself involved in the little swirlings of this strange world. Stir the pot, if you will. Watch things unfold from up close.
I see.
And I thought what we had gone through up until now was heavy. This is something else entirely.
You poor things. You have no idea how deep this goes.
And the power. The fusion device. It's still here. That's why we came here, right?
The orb.
The orb? What orb?
It's the thing that's been talking to me, isn't it? The thing that glows. You tapped into some power you shouldn't have, Abraham, didn't you?
I think it's better to show rather than tell on that one. Come on. It's downstairs.
What the hell happened to the door?
This is where they attacked me. The door got stuck when the sprinkler came on.
I think I can squeeze through. Who's coming?
I'll stay out here.
Of course. You guys?
Yeah, okay. It's a little tight.
We can work on getting the door removed completely later. We'll need to get the orb, as Luke so aptly put it, out. But I want to make sure it's intact first.
Okay. Whoa. You can see where the fire started. Luke, come in here.
You okay?
It is gruesome.
Wait for me, guys.
The orb is down here.
Way underwater.
There it is.
It's a... What is it, exactly?
I don't think you want me to explain how it works, not really. It's treated hydrogen, undergoing fusion at a controlled temperature, as opposed to, say, a star, in which fusion occurs at millions of degrees Fahrenheit. This fusion reaction drives heat through a steam-driven power reactor, which is used to power this building.
Controlled explosions.
All electricity is controlled explosions. This is just a bigger one.
And It has enough extra to power that flying ship we rode in on?
Yes, and more, much more. It can create a ray of concentrated energy that will melt through a fighting ship hundreds of miles away. On the corollary, it can create a wall of energy that will repel missiles.
And how long will it keep going?
I can't say. This is the part that seems to violate the laws of physics. The energy source seems to be inexhaustible. That does not make any rational sense, as the hydrogen which formed the basis of the fusion reaction should be consumed. But it's not. It's as if it is feeding not from the hydrogen, but from energy from some sort of unseen world. It's awkward to say these things aloud. Scientists, as a rule, don't believe in them, but the phenomenon is observable. The reactor I have built taps an energy source which seems to violate the first law of thermodynamics. The only explanation, which only the most fringe quantum physics theory would accept, is that the device taps into some sort of parallel universe, or more likely, an infinity of parallel universes, making the hydrogen substrate available in essentially infinite quantities.
Sounds like you've found a source of magic.
Some would have called it that, maybe, in an earlier time. I try not to explain what I cannot explain, only to say there is something odd about it. When I first successfully created fusion on the subatomic level, there was a
voice.
Yes, a voice. It took me some time to understand. When I first heard it, I was quite shocked, as you might imagine. I heard the voice of, well, someone I haven't thought of in a long time, someone who died. Later, I figured out that it must be a byproduct of the fusion process. The brain is only organic mass floating in fluid, of course. It is affected profoundly by the presence of energy. The fusion elements clearly affect the brain, perhaps by stimulating bursts of high-frequency gamma waves. They trigger aural hallucinations.
Come to me, Luke.
So, you have a device in there that taps into another dimension and allows you to hear dead people?
I'm not saying that. I didn't say that. I don't know how it works, to be honest. I know what it does. I know that. If we want to transport it, we have to be very careful.
We're going to transport it?
Isn't that why we came here?
We came here for a weapon, for something that would help us defeat Saul.
Yes, exactly. There is no more powerful weapon ever built by the hand of man. This weapon, if it gets out of control, could, theoretically, destroy all of the planet, perhaps this universe. Because, as I said, it has a seemingly unlimited source of power.
And we're supposed to just carry it around? Awesome.
First, we'll shut down the steam generator and turn off power to the building. That means that the elevator and most of the safety systems, the water pumps, etc., will all shut down. So keep an eye on the exits, should something go wrong. The orb itself will continue operating. I'm not sure I know how to stop it. I'm worried that if you tried to and failed, well, I already described that.
And I was just worried that this military base was 200 feet underwater.
We're very safe, Maria. When you work in this sort of thing, you get used to handling things of incredible power. Now quiet, please. It's time for me to work.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert,
a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.
You've been listening to The Cleansed, a Dagaz Media production presented by Realm. Written, directed, and produced by Fred Greenhalgh. Full cast and crew credits, behind-the-scenes photos, and transcripts at thecleansed.com.